Monday the 31st of May, Yud Ches Sivan, Rabbi Mendel Chizik. Do we learn the concept of a minion of 10 from the Maglim?
It's always nice to see a wonderful tzivah on a fresh morning, a bank holiday. I attended a bar mitzvah about 20 years ago, where the uncle of the bar mitzvah boy came from Oxford. He said a gewaldige opening line. He said that we learn out the fact that bizmanenu we need the minion of people from the hands of Parsha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Meraglim, Ad mosai lo edo horo hazois. How long will I still have this bad edo? And as we'll soon see in a few minutes, that we learn out from the word edo, that we require, since there were 10 bad Meraglim, edo horo refers to 10 bad people. Memela will learn out from there that edo means the number 10. So from the bad Meraglim we learn out, then we have to have 10 to create an Eidah and Adas for the Shekhinah to come down. The Yid from Oxford said, if only less of the Meraglim would have sinned, it would be easier for us in Oxford to get a minion. A gewaltige line. Do we learn out? Yes, it's ongenommen, it's accepted under the belt, it's accepted among everyone that we learn out the number 10 from the Eidah. This week's parasha. Be'emus, the Makoz Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi tells us that in this week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu sent 12 Meraglim to Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua and Kolev spoke good. The Eidah Horo was the 10. Therefore, Eidah refers to the 10 Meraglim. However, there's Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in Sotah says, in Perek Zayin, there's Machlokes Rebakiva and Yabishmol. Rabbi Akiva dashes the pasuk. The Torah starts off by saying that Moshe said, "Nosi echod, nosi echod, one nosi per shevet." But the Torah has a double notion, "Nosi echod, nosi echod." Says Rabbi Akiva in Yerushalmi, two men went from every shevet. A chiddush of Rabbi Akiva, not how we normally learn it. But Rabbi Akiva learns two men per shevet. We're back to square one again. The Makoi, as we'll see in a minute, that we all accept the Makoi for the minion. It's the fact there were 12 who went. 2 spoke good, 10 spoke bad, they're called the Eidah Hora. So if they're the Eidah Hora, I know the Eidah is 10. But according to Rav Akiva, we're stuck. According to Rav Akiva, Nosi Echod, 2 representatives of Yeshivat, which is a total of 24, if 2 spoke well, it's very hard in Oxford to get a minion. He's an awful lot of people. How does a Makiba learn the Mahalach of a minion? Pashtas, the Makoy from our Gemara's only works if you hold the Makoy from the word Eidah will only stim according to the Biosi. That they sent, tackle 1 per Shevet, 10 and 2. The opening Gemara is Gemara Brochus. The Gemara says as follows. Shenema, the Gemara says, V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. A posuk pashas emor, V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Kol dovah shebekdusha has to be 10. Why? V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. What does that tell me? Says the Gemara, the next posuk is, by the Maisa, had hibodru mitoich ho'edo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, "Hibodru mi toich ha'eda." This is referring to the story of Korach, where everyone thought, keep away from the Eda. Mi toich ha'eda. Again, the word toich. We started off with V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. And have a next pasuk of Hibodru mi toich ha'eda. What does it mean? So the emphasis is, the Gemara Brochus has sort of left us a bit hanging. But they all bring it in, all the Farshim add in. You have to see the continuation in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah continues and says a double-barreled gezeirah shoha. First, v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Use the word toich. I take that word toich. I learn it to the next pasuk. By the das korach he bodlu mitoich ha'edo. I have the word toich and edo on the same pasuk. I then learn edo from korach to edo of the meraglim. So it's a double gezeirah shoha. Toich toich edo edo. I now know, put the two Gezeirah Shals together, use the Gemara Brochus and the Megillah, Eido is 10. So when Iktashti Besoich B'nei Yisrael, Toich Toich, Eido Eido. That's how Abavi learns it. And according to it, it'll be small, 10, 12, Raglin, everything's fine. Rabbeinu Bechaya, on that posuk of an Iktashti, is very unhappy. It comes out that we're learning our Dorosh of Kedusha, the minion that we go to every single day, three times a day, from a story of an Raglin. And Rabbeinu Bechaya doesn't like it. So Rabbeinu Bechaya on the posuk in Emor, Chazal tell us, Shekol Dorosh of Kedusha Tzarech Hasorah. The Nikdashti Besorich Bnei Yisrael. Uperes Reb Yaakov, She'ein Nuschuzu Medukdekes. It's not exact. She'ein Lohovi Raya Me'asorah Meraglim Ledovosh Shebekdusha. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, to bring a proof from the Meraglim to Dovosh Shebekdusha doesn't quite add up. Avol Ikka HaNuscha Hikain. He has a different Mahalach. Rabbeinu Bechaya learns a different toich. Not toich from Koirach over to the Eidah of the Meraglim. Completely different. Ksev hocha v'nikdashti besoich. Klal Yisrael v'nikdashti besoich b'nei Yisrael. And it talks about the Achei Yosef, the 10 big brothers of Yosef who came down to Mitzrayim. It says, Lishboer besoich haboin. They came besoich haboin. Ah. A different Gezeirah Shavah of Toich Toich, cutting out Meraglim, cutting out Koirach, straight Toich, B'nei Yisrael, Lishboel, Besoich, Haboim, Ted. Elomai, Sog Avedah Bechaya, I'm happy. I know where my 10 is from. So if we learn, like Avedah Bechaya, even according to Bakiva, that there could have been so many more Meraglim who went, we have another Mekor that the minion requires 10 people. I feel if we have that kasha, we have a Rabbeinu Bechaya. But Emes, it's interesting if you want to look it up. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in three places, in Orech Chaim, discusses that Klal Yisrael are allowed to use Avarionim, people who are Ovrei Avera, as part of the minyan. And Rav Moshe wants to go as far as to say, even a Machalol Shabbos before Hesher. He says it three times, because the first time he says it as a chiddush. Then he was challenged by the Gedolim. He explains himself again. And in the third shuvah, in a Rechaim Chelek Gimel, he's very strong and convincing. We learn it from Adas Koirach and the Meraglim. These people were Ovrei Avera, he says. Adas Koirach was Lekei Oven, and the Hachis, he says. They did it to anger Hashem. And yet, we learn our Eidah from there. It's interesting. Hagam Rabbeinu Bechaya didn't want to learn if Madas Koirach. The Me'emes brings down from the Chiddush Harim that we dafka look for a limud from Rishoyim to teach us that however bad Klal Yisrael are, if we come together as a minion of 10, the Shekhinah is Shoyim. So completely the hepech of Rabbeinu Bechaya. The Chiddush Harim wants to tell us that even if Klal Yisrael are bad, nevertheless the Shekhinah is Shoyim. The Kotch used to say, Hagam we all know, that Chosn b'yoyim chuposoi, Moichlin loya kola v'yoysov, a Chosn on a Davis Chasana, has complete mechilas avoynos. Yoshami and Bekuyim says it, and we learn it from Esav. Esav, what better mekoyim, why do we have to go to Esav? There's no better mekoyim to learn out Chosn moichlin loya v'yoysov than Esav. So the Kotch got the same thing. The Torah is trying to teach us that no matter who you are, where you are, what you are, I'm feeling the lowest person. So back to Meraglim, the Chiddush Harim wants to tell us, yes, and the Chanamah they were Rishoyim. And Moshe says, Chal Shabbos before Hesya, but a minion overrides it all. There's another Makor. The Chasam Sofer wants to say, the Gemara in Ksubas Dav Zayin, but the Gemara in Ksubas talks about Birchas Chasanim Ba'asoro, that The Gemara asks, from where do we know that Birchas Chasanim needs 10? Says the Gemara in Ksubas, from Boaz. Boaz says, Boaz took Asoro Anoshim Mizikne Ha'ir, 10 people, as a second Makoy that a minion requires 10 people. Let's go back to the Maaseh of Meraglim and try and see, understand the Shitta of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva tells us that it wasn't 12 men who went, but 24. Who were these men who were sent? The Torah tells us, Kol Nosi Bohem, they were the Nasiim. You don't have to be an observant Baal Koyla to notice that these are not the names of the Nasiim of Parshas Bamidbar, barely a month and a half before the story of Meraglim. Parshas Bamidbar, we learned 12 names of Nasiim. That was Rosh Chodesh Iyar. We're now at the end of Sivan, not even 2 months later. And yet, we're talking about names of Nasiim, and it's not the same. The Maharsha in Sleiter explains that a Pasuk, when the Torah says, Kol Nosi Bohem Tishlochu, it doesn't mean the Nasiim should be sent. It says the Maharsha in Sleiter, Kol Nosi Bohem Tishlochu means the Nasiim should send. Kol Nosi Bohem Tishlochu. Not you shall send the Nasiim. The Nasiim shall send them. The Panei Achrozo says that the Torah describes these men as Kulom Anoshim. Anoshim. Says the Panei Achrozo, the letters of the word Anoshim are an anagram for the word Nasiim, but they weren't directly the Nasiim. So they were sort of on the next level down. They weren't the Nasiim. The Meshech Chochma says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, if I would not have chosen Nasiim, who would you have chosen? You send them. Send them representatives that you would have wanted. I've already chosen my Nasiim. They're Bamidbar. Who are those who you would have chosen? Send them. Reb David, Soloveitchik, Zazayin Gesund, has a gewaldige rayon to explain why the Nasiim weren't sent. Why were the Nasiim lemaisa not sent? Zot Reb David. The Torah tells us in Parshas Bamidbar, Perek Beis Pasuk Beis, that Klal Yisrael have to rest in a certain order, a certain format, a certain shape, Ba'oisos lebeis avoisom, to stay with their families, with their degolim, with their shevet, in a correct order. L'cho'ela said Reb David, how can anyone leave? How can you have a group of people just going off by themselves? But also, it's the base of also. Stand where you've been set out. So, David, even if you'll tell me there's a heter for the sum of Klal Yisrael to leave, but the Nasiim have to stay put. The Nasiim, they're the ones who hold and bear the flag of But also, it's the base of also, around the Mishkan, around Hashra'as Hashchina. They couldn't leave. It had to be their deputies who Klal Yisrael chose. But the Nasiim themselves couldn't. So who were these Nasiim? There's a Medrash in the beginning of Shmuel which gives us an insight into understanding the difference between how Chazal view a Tzaddik and a Rosh. The Medrash Oneg Shmuel says that whenever the Torah puts the word Ushmoy before the name, it indicates he's a tzaddik. For example, Ushmoy Elkanah, Ushmoy Boaz. When Chazal prefaced the name by the word Ushmoy, I know they're tzaddik. Faket. If it says the name, and that was his name, I know the Rishon. So the Foshim ask, from this week's parsha, the story of the Meraglim. The Torah starts off by saying, Ve'eile Shemoisom, these are their names, indicating Ve'ila shemoyson, which will then be followed by the names. That's tzaddik. Lemate Reuven, lemate Shimon. But I've already had to start with the word ve'ila shemoyson. That's tzaddik. At the end of the list of the names, however, it says again, and these were the names of those who were sent. So now we're stuck. On one hand, you're told ve'ila shemoyson lemate Reuven. Presumably they are tzaddikim. Like Ushmoy Boyaz, Ushmoy Akona. At the end of the psukim where we have the list of the names, the Torah repeats, Ve'ele Shemoyson. Those were the names. So I had the name and then Ve'ele Shemoyson. So now, I'm not sure. Who are these people? Tzadikim, Yesho. In Sifrei Kabbalah, the Ramami Pano, he has a gewaldige mahalach. And I want to take his mahalach and explain this, answer the apparent contradiction between who were these meraglim. If we look back in the sedras of Mechiras Yosef, interestingly we find that Yosef said to his brothers, the Shivtei Kah, meraglim atem. He said it to them. You are meraglim. Yehuda answered back, no. So if you have a look already in the Balaturim, there in the Kates, the Balaturim points out that Yosef said to them, I'm free from the Avera of the Meraglim. It's not me. Because coming from my Shevet is Hoshea ben. Me, I'm okay. But you, Meraglim Atem. Yehuda answered back, no. Loi hoyu avadecha meraglim. Yehuda could answer that back. Because the gematria of loi hoyu, says the Balaturim, is 52. Exactly. 52 is the gematria kalif. So there's some sort of spiel going on. Doing this earlier, Yosef HaTzadik saying to the Shvatim, meraglim atem, Yehuda, not me, I'm safe. I represent Yeshua. You meraglim. And the reply was, Loi, how you avodah hamad. Says the Yama Mipano, to the Gedoyle Mekubolim, the Neshomois of the Shivtei Kah were carried in our parasha by the men who went to Eretz Yisrael. Which is all fine, says the Chido, but we come stuck at one point. Lemate Yosef. Surely in Mitzrayim there's only one Yosef. Yet here we've split Yosef up into two Shvatim. Lemate Yosef, Lemate Menashe. No, the Torah says the Shevet, the Neshama of Yosef Kaviyochel. Who, the Mate Ephraim, who the Neshama is he going to carry? From which Shevet? Lemate Ephraim. So the Torah tells us, Hoshea ben Nun. Who's this? So the Chido. Moshe Rabbeinu had taught Yehoshua. Chazal tell us that whoever teaches a person Torah is ke'ilu yoldoi. Says if he's born here. Says if he's fathered here. Since Moshe had taught Yehoshua so much, it was ke'ilu Yehoshua was descendant of Shevet Levi. As we'll all observe in Heintiger Parasha, there was no representative of Shevet Levi going to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Kavayochel used the Neshama of Levi into and put it into Yeshua. So the Chido, let's take the words Vayikra Moshe Lehoshea bin Nun Yehoshua. Six words, the Rosh Tevis. Vayikra Moshe Lehoshea bin Nun Yehoshua spells out Ben Mi Levi. Hoshea bin Nun carried the Neshama of Levi into Eretz Yisrael. With that Mahalach, we can begin to understand that Hagam Rabbi Akiva was able to say that 24 men went into Eretz Yisrael it might not mean 24 separate individuals went into Eretz Yisrael. The Torah lists 12. But the 12 people that went in, carrying 12 different neshamas. 24. But only 12 people lemaisa. So we asked before Stira, Tzadikim, Yeshoyim. Were they Tzadikim? Or were they Yeshoyim? Lecha'ila, if we understand that there were only 12 people who entered, carrying the neshamas of the Shiftei Kah. Tzadikim were the neshamas. Unfortunately, the Meraglim who went, they were the Yeshoyim. The Chiddah goes further. The Chiddah says, if we take the word Nosi, it's a Gosha Tevas for Neshomois Shevotim Yoshuvu Aleihem. The Neshomois of the Shevotim are going to come back into the Meraglim. We now have possibly two Makoros, according to the Gemaras, Brochas and Megillah, that are Edo's tell. Adas Koyrach, the Meraglim. Achi Yosef as well, according to Rabbeinu Bachaya. Achi Yosef and the Meraglim were linked together. The Gemara in Megillah tells us, Mila Besela Shika Betray, which means, teachers often use it in class, the silence is golden. If speech is silver, then silence is golden. Mila Besela, if speech is worth one, then Shika, keeping quiet, tray is worth two, is double. Yaakov Avinu, b'shas he sent his sons down to Mitzrayim, said to his sons, "V'kesef mishne kachu b'yedchem, take double the money with you. Double the money." Shteitan Sforim, what he was actually saying to the Shiftei Kah was, if you want to double your money or get double value, keep quiet. Both Achei Yosef and later the Meraglim all suffered because they were Moitzi Dibor. They spoke. Well, we can say they shouldn't have spoken. We think that's what we can say in the fear of understanding. They shouldn't have spoken. So Moitzi Dibor caused the suffering of Yosef. They go down to Mitzrayim and later the Mice, the Meraglim, which kept us out of Eretz Yisrael. It's a double trouble. Achei Yosef and Meraglim. Says Yaakov Avinu to his sons, "Kachu b'yedchem, take this message in your hand. Kesef Mishnah, you can earn double the money. Shesikah betray, if you'd only keep quiet, maybe you'd be zoicha not to have this suffering." Let's summarize. We started off by saying that according to Rabbi Akiva, there are more than 12 Shabbatim went down to Eretz Yisrael. So we asked, the Makoro from Minyan seems to be from the Meraglim. How do we get around that? According to Rabbi Akiva, there are more than 12. How do we know that a Minyan requires only 10? According to Rabbeinu Bechaya, for his own reasons, not because of our kasha, Rabbi Bechaya says, "I don't want to learn it b'chichlal from the Raglim." And he learns it from the Achei Yosef, b'soich haboim, v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, and the Shiftei Kah were b'soich haboim. That's 10. One mahalach. A second mahalach we offered was, even if we'll take Rabbi Akiva in the Yerushalmi Kipshuto that 24 went down to Mitzrayim, if we learn, according to the Shteitin Kadmoinim, that it was 12 Shavotim carrying the Neshomois of the earlier Shivtei Kah, then yes, 12 men went down. Yeshua and Kalev spoke only the good things. And a Mela were left with an Eidah of 10. It's interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu himself had a hand in the fact that we get a minion from 10. Moshe Rabbeinu helped Yeshua Kaviyoch. Vayikro Moshe lo Hoshea ben Nun Yehoshua. Benjamin Levi, as the Chiddush says. Why did Moshe only daven for Yeshua? The world's kasha. Kamo mahalchim. The Chofetz Chaim ala Torah is a gewaldige pshat. The Yonos ben Aziel says, when Moshe saw the anivus of Yeshua, he was scared. So before I want to say, this is connected to a beautiful word. Last week's parsha, we saw that Eldad and Medad were misnabim b'machane. It doesn't say what they said. We know they said Moshe meis Yeshua machnis. In the pesukim, it doesn't say clearly what they said. The baratorium has two mahalchim. Could I have to look there? It was Shams and Astropolia, Hashem Kondomai, who was killed b'shas tach v'tat, says like this. When Basya pulled Moshe Rabbeinu out of the water, she said, ki min hamayim. She should just have said, mi mayim. What's min hamayim? Two extra letters, a nun and a he. So Basya did not want to say the word mi mayim. Mi mayim stands for Moshe meis Yeshua. Along came Eldad and Medad, and we misnub him by macha. Ne. Mocho means to rub out. They're being mocho, they were rubbing out the nun and the hay, which Basi had inserted into the word min hamayim. So once they're rubbing it out, we're back to mimayim. Moshe meis Yeshua machnis. So Moshe understood that Yeshua knows that Moshe is going to die in the midbar. And Yeshua will lead them into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe was frightened. My Talmud knows that I'm going to die in the midbar. He might deliberately join in with the Meraglim so that I shouldn't die and he shouldn't go in. And the sonusoi of Yeshua. Yeshua saw this. Moshe saw this. Moshe David only for Yeshua. Not Kavayochel Chas Shalom. There's any sort of hint. Moshe Tavka Yeshua. It's the anivus of Yeshua. Could I to finish off the Gevaldige Shaya? On this pasuk, mamish of Vayikra Moshe lo Hoshea ben Nun Yehoshua. Gevaldige Shaya. The story happened in the days of the Levushei Srod. Ma'aseh Shehoyo, there was a shul where a fellow had bought a place in shul right next to the Aron HaKodesh. One day, the Gaboim saw fit to shift the Aron HaKodesh slightly to the left. There became now a new place available at the right of the Aron HaKodesh, where this gentleman had been standing for years. The Aron HaKodesh has shifted. So, there's a new place available. Yenna came to the Gabbai and said, my place is next to Aron HaKodesh. If Aron HaKodesh shifts, I shift with it. The new place that's available is my old place. I move next to Aron HaKodesh. And the Gabbai said to him, no. Your place is where it was. Aron HaKodesh has moved. You don't move with it. And it was brought to the Levushei Srod. He answered beautifully from our pasuk. So the Levushei Srod, I'll be the medrash that the letter Yud of Sorai came complaining. Said, I've been taken out of Sorai's name. Said the Gaboshim, don't worry. You were at the end of a name. I'll pay you back. I'll put you at the beginning of her name. Vayikra Moshe lehoshea ben Nun Yehoshua. Forget the Levushei Srod to the Baal Din. Why did the hey of Hoshea not complain? Hey, I used to be at the beginning of a word and I'm shifted one down. The Torah says, if something comes in front of you, your place hasn't changed. Hoshea is where it was. There's a letter in front of you now. Your hey don't have to be at the front. You would not move you back, but put something else in front of you. So the Levushei Srod to Yenna man, your place stayed where it is. The Aron HaKodesh has moved, your place hasn't moved. You're still where you were. You're the hey from Hoshea. There's a new place available. Rabbosai, Taka God, we are chizit to see that the Olam of Bnei Torah come together, but we Taka B'Zoicha, to spend not this bank holiday, but all our days, Bimhei Yomeinu, in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, Bimhei Yomeinu, Amen.